There's going to be a day that we see the end of evil, the end of all radical evil. It's the end of sin. It's the end of death. It's the end of war, the end of rape, the end of disease, the end of racism, the end of all of this. Though there's the counterfeit right now that's going on in the world, this masquerade of globalism under the spirit of Antichrist, there is also a message to be proclaimed and believed and to be heralded out there about the Prince of Peace, about the Christ that went to the cross to bring us peace with God, to handle sin, to handle death, to handle Satan himself. You see, at the cross, everything there was, that's where the conquering of radical evil occurred. That's where the doors to access to God and fellowship with God and God's presence would be pledged to us in Christ. And the return of Christ and indestructible immortality. Listen, dear believer in Christ, as you and I gain another day, it's a privilege that we've been given this day. Though there be struggles, there can also be great victories. Jesus Christ is the victor. Jesus Christ creates overcomers. As you study Romans chapter 8, you're going to see that we are more than conquerors, more than overcomers. We are more than victors in Christ. That God is for us. And so today, as we go out in the name of the Lord Jesus, as a servant of God in a fallen world where there is battle, if we have learned anything this month at all, in the midst of prophetic biblical revelation, that these prophetic writings have been given by the command of the eternal God. And it's all so that nations would believe and obey God, instead of believing the lie and obeying a fallen, finite cherub who cannot fulfill what it is he seductively promises. You and I stand in the presence of God, you and I, temples of the Spirit of God, names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, secure. Whatever it is today, may be the Spirit of God. Oh yes, may the Spirit of God speak into our lives so that we can identify, well, things that so easily entangle us. See, it's good to look at the junk as God shows us. It's good to look at what needs to be gotten out of our lives. Like rotten food in a refrigerator or a cupboard. It's no good to eat. It smells up everything else. And it can affect the good. It's good to see God come into our hearts and cleanse us by the blood of Jesus. Listen, 1 John 1:9. We're talking about the radical end of evil. Listen, we are talking about Revelation 19 when Christ returns and the Antichrist and the false prophet, that they are immediately, annihilated in their powers and their workings. That all of globalism and all that they have done and all the nations that have followed and all those who have taken the mark and worship the image of the beast. On that battlefield, they are ended. What is it, in one day, 1 hour? We're talking about the living, infinite Christ, God. And he has a right to bring an end to evil. Now listen, there are those who have campaigned for this all through history. Those who have fought for the good. Even the body of Christ and everything about the kingdom of God is only to promote good. Jesus went around doing good. And the body of Christ, if you read Titus, we're to be taught to just simply do good. Believers, if we are in fellowship with Christ and we have been changed from the inside out, then our deeds are going to be good, like what God, well, calls us to do. They are works that God prepared in advance for us to do. And so right now, as a believer in Christ, as we take our day in the sight of God, as we remember and memorize the Word of God as a privilege and put it into practice, that its power and effect would be operative. We realize Revelation 19:20 tells us very clearly that the final destruction of that which gathered together to oppose God and Christ. As Christ returns, the end of radical evil, even Satan himself is bound for 1,000 years. Anyone studying the concept of the millennium, that there would be a reign of Christ. No war, no disease, no racism, no battles. It is not governments and antichrists and fallen mankind that rules. It is now the one that stood in for mankind, the man Christ Jesus, God in human flesh, yet fully man. Now our Savior, our Redeemer has returned, and all the prophecies, all the things that have been spoken by the Spirit of God, well, the Lamb will lay down with the lion, and they will beat all those weaponry, all those weapons will be turned into farming tools. There shall be peace, a peace that comes from God, the infinite God, a peace that comes from the Prince, not of this world, but the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We can gather together and join with the Hallelujah Chorus. See, it's future. We're reading what will happen. Hallelujah 4 times. In Revelation 19, again and again and again, for the absolutely astounding works of God, the victories of God, and what God is about to do. The rider on the white horse, prophesied out of Daniel, quoted in Revelation chapter 1, that every eye, referring to those inhabitants on the earth that have the mark that worship the beast that followed Homo Satanas, every eye will see him. Listen, they're going to mourn. They're going to try to battle. And there's going to be a loss so broad, so wide. We're talking about the end. Listen, when Christ came into your heart, that's where salvation was initiated. Forgiveness of sin. God would not remember your sins any longer. The breaking of the sin code in its power and a new law of life in Christ Jesus by the Spirit of God. A new dynamic inside of you. The chains and ownership of Satan, gone. Legal rights, gone. The legal rights are now that God says, well, we are His. The mark of the Spirit of God, the ownership of God. See, He knows those who are His. And today, believer, He knows that you belong to Him. The pledge of His love, the pledge of His presence, the pledge of His promises. I stand in testimony today that God is faithful. That God is good. I stand today with you as a believer in Christ, looking at future history as God and only God can accurately show it. The great revolt, yes, that will come. The rise of Antichrist, yes. Devastations, yes. The opening of the abyss, yes. The mother of all rituals and the gathering of the nations, yes. Armageddon, yes. The pinnacle of the powers of darkness. See, it's now that you and I stand in the midst of a battlefield with cutting-edge information from God concerning the future, assuring the victories, of course. This God who is the victor in the end is the one who dwells within you now. The one that clothes you with the power of the Spirit of God and says, pray, and pray with power, and pray with effect, and bear fruit that will last. This is the God that says, now go to the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. This is the heart of God that says that he is not willing that anyone would perish. This is the God that shows us in prophetic revelation of 2 Peter 3. That the only reason that he has not returned, the only reason for the patience of God is for the salvation of man. He can judge evil at any moment. It is appointed a man once to die, and after that there is a judgment. There is really hell, yes, and ultimately the eternal separation, the lake of fire. But right now, before those last of the last hours of the last day, that you and I as believers glorified, clothed in white, Revelation 19:11, there with Christ, are descending back down. But it's Christ. He holds the rights. He did the work. The sinless one, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation, the creation of the world. May God embrace you today. May God, by the Spirit of Christ, who guided prophets of old into an intense and careful study of prophetic writings so that they could see the times and the circumstances that were given to them in this prophetic revelation concerning the first coming of Christ. May the Spirit of Christ that guided them, given to you, guiding you and I, continue to embed into our lives this massive communication, prophetic revelation. Dear believer, let's not neglect so great a Savior, so great a salvation, so great a power of the Spirit of God, so great the Word of God, so great the prophetic writings, so great the preparation and the insight and the knowledge, so great a mission of God, so great the possibilities in prayer, so great an indestructible hope. God so loved the world. You and I have read this in John's Gospel 3. He didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He came to save a fallen, sin-filled world where Satan did get his rights. No matter how bad it gets to the very end, he sent his Son not to condemn the world. Oh, he'll bring the judgment in the end. He surely shall. But somewhere there in the book of Ezekiel, I have read the heart of God expressed through a prophet. When God says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn. God's patience and the reason that he has not yet returned involves prophetic insight, 2 Peter chapter 3. God's patience means salvation. So believer in Christ, if you've gone through the 31 days of prophetic revelation out of Scripture, these are the prophetic grapha, the writings given by the command of the eternal God. And what for? So that nations of millions and even billions might believe in Christ, be saved, and obey God. So witness to the politicians, and witness to the soldiers, and witness to the law enforcement, and witness to the professional, and witness to the streetwalker, and witness, well, as God would say, every creature. May God and his grace fall upon you. May he bring ministry to you that changes you as never before. May Christ's likeness the spirit and power of Jesus be upon you. May God's grace and mercies and even miracle be exhibited in your life. Listen, you only have one life to live. Only one. God has given it to you. Give your life back to God. There is where the value, what matters, what can be done. Offer, whether it's the last few years of your life or whether you're young, and God has spoken to your heart to be smart, that many years can be given to God out of your life. Today, God's grace and mercies and love be to you. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Keep us in your prayers.